Anna Halloran is kind of like a private investigator.
You know, I've gone to places where homeless people gather. Being able to track somebody down like that is really satisfying for me.
But Halloran doesn't tell people much about her job because, well, no one really wants to talk about it.
I notify people that they may have been exposed to a sexually transmitted infection.
Halloran works out of a small third-floor office at the Spokane Regional Health District. She's one of a couple dozen people around the Northwest who work behind the scenes to try to halt the spread of STDs. It's a job that involves a lot of really awkward phone calls.
Go ahead and dial.
Okay.
Hi, may I speak to Kim, please?
This is not a real call. Halloran wouldn't let me record any portion of an actual notification because of confidentiality concerns. She used a coworker to give me an idea of what you might hear.
So I'm calling for kind of an unusual reason. I'm calling to let you know that you may have been exposed to gonorrhea. And I know that this is some difficult news to get, but I'm here to help make sure that you
Halloran's job is based on the fact that many people who have an STD don't know it, especially when it comes to gonorrhea. It can have very few symptoms until it creates a serious health problem, like pelvic inflammatory disease or infertility. Patients diagnosed with an STD can opt to give Halloran a list of their sexual partners from the last 90 days, and she'll deliver the news to them.
Some people cry. Some people get really angry. Some people don't want to talk to me at all. A lot of people are really anxious to know who it was. Of course, I can't say anything whatsoever that would identify that.
Now, you might be wondering, isn't it the patient's job to notify ex-partners?
Well, the first thing would be that people don't necessarily do that.
Jocelyn Warren is a researcher at Oregon State University's College of Public Health and Human Sciences. She says studies show couples, especially young couples, surprise, surprise, don't communicate about their sexual histories. Warren says over the years, partner notification services have been adopted as standard practice for curbing outbreaks. And now, gonorrhea especially is making public health officials nervous.
It does seem that gonorrhea evolves pretty rapidly to be resistant. We're not seeing drug-resistant gonorrhea now, but certainly there is an expectation that it's just a matter of time.
Other countries, however, are seeing drug-resistant gonorrhea. Just last month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control released a report identifying a form of supergonorrhea as an urgent threat. Meanwhile, in the Northwest, Washington is seeing a 34% increase in gonorrhea cases over this time last year. Spokane, Benton, Yakima, Kitsap, and Thurston counties are in the midst of a full-on outbreak. Oregon has also seen an uptick this year, in particular Lane County. In North Idaho, the number of cases of gonorrhea has increased threefold over last year. At the Spokane Regional Health District, Anna Halloran says health officials are still trying to explain the increase.
You know, I wait for the time when our numbers start going down, but I have to keep thinking of it as think of what the case rates would be like if we weren't doing this work.
Halloran says one thing she's learned from seeing the messy side of people's relationships, STDs pop up in every demographic. Oh, and also she says, so far no one has asked her to dump their partner for them.
No. That would be a first. I'll let you know when that happens.
You don't do breakups?
I don't do breakups.
I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.